Hello, dear ones. Welcome to the first episode of Star Medicine, a new, fresh podcast or series of MP3s that will take us all through an intergalactic cosmic journey, learning about all the different stars, star clusters, and the beauties in our skies, one by one, in a magical way. Of course, focusing on the mythology, embracing the storytelling behind what they're all about, and advising you on the ancient beliefs and traditions that support the magic in working with the energy of these stars, star clusters, and beauties in our skies. Combining all of this together, we will have Star Medicine, an offering made by me to you from Tarot by Tashi. And depending on how this goes, I may even take it live on Facebook Live or through a series of video podcasts as well. So do give me your feedback. I know that astrology is very vast, and the way I've been trained is without any separation to astronomy. I see them as being so married, so linked, so interwoven, and dependent on each other in infinite ways. I want this to touch you and make you want to look up more often and really connect with what's out there. There will be so much to cover and go through, and this is something that I'll be doing for as long as I can. And feel free to play this to your children or to anyone who you want or think should learn about the glories of our skies in a magical way, in an interactive and magical way. So, let's begin. The focus today is on Hyades. Hyades is in the constellation of Taurus and is the second brightest star, or in better words, star cluster, that can be seen from Earth or to our Earth, yeah? I think they're around 151.1 light years away, and you can get more information about that online. This star cluster has been studied quite intensely, and there are hundreds of stars within this cluster, or we could say this sphere of a cluster. Hyades is very close to the sun, and as I was mentioning earlier, can be seen quite easily from Earth, and especially from the months of January through to April. So, the mythology. Starting with the Greek mythology, the Hyades were daughters of Atlas and half-sisters to the Pleiades, okay? And we all know about the Pleiades, and I will be going into the Pleiades when I connect again in the future. When their brother died, Hyas, yes, different ways to pronounce it, the sisters cried so much, some say infinitely, just wept, and were transformed into this cluster of stars that is very linked or associated with rain and rainfall. And the symbolism is of course linked to how much they cried, how much they wept. So ancient belief systems and traditions somehow study or work with these stars to predict the weather, strangely, and also pray for or try and bring in rain In some ancient writings, you will read that the Hyades sisters in mythology actually nursed the infant Dionysus, the son of Zeus, and through that were awarded this position in our skies. Now, as I was saying earlier, you cannot always be sure of what is expressed because you will find many things. So I like to talk about everything that has popped into my knowing, and then you can decide what fits best. I personally like or prefer the version of the sorrow, the tears, the depth of their loss, and through that, you know, this infinite symbolic rainfall can come from their influence in many ways, abundantly, or in a way that, you know, governs the weathers, or just somehow reminding us of our bonds and the feelings that are connected to those. We can also trust that perhaps all of these mythologies are true and have their significance. So it's a matter of just feeling it and letting what resonates or what sinks in best be. So working with star medicine and working with Hyades is worthy of understanding or attending to the concept of rain, the concept of rainfall, its symbolism, and how it can abundantly influence and impact our lives, purify us, cleanse us of all that was, and bring such a organic level of rejuvenation, as well as release us from the accumulation, what we're building within, what we're refusing to come to terms with. This particular cluster of stars, I think, connecting with them through a visual setting, so looking at them, but also just tapping into their energy whenever you want for activation of release, purification, and an abundance of feeling, of experience. And when I say an abundance of feeling and experience, I am referring to a good cry, a good emotional letting go, or really dancing with one's feelings in an expressive way. So opening up our channels to let out what is still buried, what hasn't come to the surface, or what hasn't connected again with the world as a whole. This particular star medicine, of course, we can really delve into deeper practices and meditations, and that you can all request. And I can also give you personal advice on how these individual stars or star clusters in our skies influences you, but I think doing this also as a offering for all has such a useful platform, because we are all constantly influenced by all of what's above us. Yes, as above, so below, as the great saying goes. So knowing a bit about everything, a bit about all of this beauty up there, it will bring in more of this needed star medicine and make our evenings worthy of reflection, and not just send us to our bed or behind the television, you know. It'll make our evenings worthy of getting in that car, driving to the nearest mountain or dark spot to really just connect with the picturesque, always surprising, glory of what is there in our skies. So, star medicine, Hyades, the ancients would, in places like ancient Egypt, completely adore and venerate the constellation Taurus. Any primitive culture throughout all the ages would have venerated this constellation for various reasons. Since Hyades is there within this constellation or a part of it, it will easily influence the sun as it passes through, normally around May or even the end of April to late May. The star medicine that takes a darker tone to the influences of Hyades talk about contradictions, talk about cunning energies, anything that is impulsive, activation of strong passions, obsessive energy, and again, the release of sorrow, of pain, of anything accumulated. And sometimes it may come through very abruptly when under the influence of this particular star cluster. So the Hyades star cluster was around actually, or worshipped in better words, since very ancient times. And we have people who were very involved with the invocation of this star cluster in Arabic astronomy, in Chinese astronomy. There's also findings in Hindu astronomy, and I believe they're called Rohini in Hindu astronomy. And interestingly, when I say they're connected to rain and rainfall, the ancient Greeks actually believed that the rising and setting of these star clusters did actually mark the beginning of their rainy season, and that was somewhere from November to the end of December, and then of course again in April. In the Iliad, this star cluster was actually part of the shield made by Hephaestus for Achilles, and you'll see on that shield made by this great god other constellations and star clusters such as the Pleiades, Ursa Major, and the Orion, total constellation of Orion there. And I'm mentioning this because these constellations weren't chosen for no reason. There is a strength or a forceful energy linked to all of them that promotes something extreme but also abundant when used correctly. And this is why I don't want just the negative tone of this particular star cluster to be what we absorb or think is the case. So I'll leave this all with you and let you ponder on what Hyades means to you and how you can work with the rainy sisters and work with the star medicine that can be used almost all the time. And with this wisdom shared today and exchanged today, when you think of the constellation Taurus, now you can understand just a bit more of what it's all about. The primitive influence is there, rooted in the history, as are the various star clusters that support it being what it is. This concludes our star medicine exchange, and the first one. I do hope you've enjoyed this on the 5th of January 2018. May all be auspicious. Bye-bye.